Welcome back to the
You're not opening with this.
We are not opening with that.
That is not
that
the opening.
That's the opener. That's the opener.
We're not doing
We're
that.
We're adding 50 O's before the N hits at the end.
Please that's the new name do of the that podcast. For the love of God. Welcome to the number one podcast in the special need class.
Hey.
Okay. We win. We're the winners.
Oh, this is not getting ads.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to anyway.
Welcome back to the Goons Podcast, the number two podcast in the entire continent of Antarctica.
Monkey? Monkey?
No monkeys there.
The first podcast in Antarctica, just throwing that out there, is Penguin Pete and his pals.
The only podcast with a 200% refresh rate.
Yeah, we're gonna find that anywhere else.
144 hertz, 4K. Yeah, can't you hear us? We sound so crisp.
Our audio is stretched resolution.
Can you hear
us? Always say welcome back to the Goons Podcast, but never back welcome Gooncast.
Not how are the Goons Podcast?
Yeah, we're not doing well. All of us.
We all hate each other. We've been having wars.
We want to leave the house screen. Every day.
They threatened me to stay here.
Yeah.
We don't even live in the same house
right now.
Not even in the same country.
They always say,
I hide under dude's bed at night.
That wouldn't be possible.
I slap him with a walking stick in the middle of the night.
I feel like dude's mattress is just on the floor.
Why do you think that?
You can see it in his videos.
Yeah. Yeah. Fake
Literally
fan.
Half of his videos
fake
entire
friend.
Bed.
All right, fine. It's sitting on milk cartons.
No.
No.
Clearly a bed frame.
I don't believe you have
bed clearly a stable, normal bed, Blarg.
Yeah.
It's clearly there.
Clearly an IKEA
He's
bed.
He's probably the only man in Missouri with a bed frame.
What do you think we do in Missouri?
Why'd you say it like, what?
What?
I don't know. I know you guys do math.
Exactly. Oh, that's very true. I feel like I feel like at least 3 out of 5 houses there are just.
My grandma used to live next to a meth house.
I thought you were going to say my grandma used to do meth.
She might have. I don't know. She might have gone next door and done some meth.
God, your grandma's sick.
Yeah, the house next door had a bunch of like trash bags on the windows and stuff, and people would come and go every like 15, 20 minutes. So they were doing some meth.
Maybe they just had a really cool PlayStation controller and
maybe they
wanted to try it.
Met up there to color stuff
together. Yeah, they had a SCUF controller.
Maybe it was a Bible study.
Maybe they had glow-in-the-dark mini-golf down in the basement.
Maybe they had that. With enough meth, anything is glow-in-the-dark
mini-golf. They just have an underground Disney World you never knew about.
Maybe they were just trying to do ollies on skateboards without wheels.
That's snowboarding.
You're not wrong. Right.
Glad we got
different kind
of
snow.
Alright, can we just
we should talk about
Can we get on with a topic, please, for the love of God?
Yeah.
Alright,
first topic for too long.
You don't want to talk about my meth out grandma?
No.
What's wrong with you guys?
Messy, give us a topic.
I'm gonna go with what Soup asked. He said
Alright.
Most daredevil thing you've ever done. I'm not sure if I've ever done a daredevil thing.
I went into a dog raw.
What? I think that's a felony.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
You just admit to a crime?
Sometimes you gotta risk it for the dog biscuit, you know what I'm saying?
No! No, right. I've never went into a dog raw.
Have you ever eaten a dog biscuit?
To each his own.
I've never eaten a dog biscuit. Have you eaten a dog biscuit, Dew?
That was a very unconvincing no.
What it tastes like?
Korean cheese.
Korean cheese?
Korean cheese? God, this is scum.
I ate a piece of a bacon strip one time.
Is that the most daredevil thing you've ever done?
Why is all of our daredevil stuff related to dogs? One of us just fucked the dogs and two of us just ate dog food.
Alright, I used to BMX a lot and like I'd hit some jumps that like I look at now and I'm like I would never fucking do that in my life. But like when you're like 16, you're made of like jelly and magic, so like even if you break your arm, it doesn't matter. It's like healed the next day. So I was just like, yeah, I don't care if I eat shit from 30 feet in the air, I'll do it.
Was it like street BMX? Just a
jar of Smuckers.
Was it like street BMX or dirt BMX?
It was like both. Like I had two BMXs, and one had street tires, and one was like kind of street / dirt tires. And like where I live at the time, they were building up a bunch of houses. So like they would like cut down a forest and just leave like wood and a ton of dirt. So we would just like make jumps out of all that shit. And like they were like pretty fucking tall. And looking back now, I'm like, I don't know how I'm not like, you know, rolling around in a wheelchair.
Beat the fuck up,
The worst I've ever got was like I shattered my hand.
Ouch.
I just fell wrong and the handlebars crushed my hand under my, or sorry, my hand got crushed under my handlebars. Damn. And it was like completely shattered. And I didn't know. So I played hockey that same day and I was wondering why it hurt so bad. Well, because I was like, I can still kind of move it. But it looked all jacked up. But I went to the doctors like a week later and they took an x-ray and they're like, yeah, you're an idiot.
Was it your jerk-off hand?
Yeah.
Why'd you have to think of, are you like switch or something?
I just had to grab my dick, forgot which hand I did.
Ambidextrous.
But my pinky still sits in the air, like, you know, like fancy people when they drink and they're like pinkies up.
Mm-hmm.
Like mine does that, but like just because my hand's fucking retarded, not because I'm fancy.
My butt.
Okay, that's interesting. But yeah, that's definitely the most daredevil shit I used to do.
I used to you know what's funny about that? I used to quote unquote BMX in high school. But
did you buy a BMX bike and sit on it?
I did.
Yeah. that was 90% of BMXing.
Well, I tried to convince all my friends that I was like, because I started hanging around with this group that was like, they all did like BMX. And I tried, like, I just wanted to fit in, so I lied and tried to act like I could do BMX and I'd never wanted to like learn it. So I just like I bought like a $500 bike.
That's such a bad thing to like fake, because they'd be like, yeah, dude, just do something basic, like do a 180 on flat ground, and you would just like not do it.
Why would you fake that? That's like, yeah, that's
kind of just the worst thing to fake. You just want to like fit in, and you just, I don't know.
Why not find people that are interested in common things to you, not like lie? I'm basically Tony Hawk.
Yeah, I'm Matt Hawk.
It's hard to tell a high school kid that. Cause you just want to like fit in with people, and even though it's like not who you are, you still like that's just a common thing for people in high school. Do they lie?
I didn't really lie. I would just more so like actually pick up a hobby I didn't really care about, just because I knew that everyone else liked to do it, so I'd want to be able to at least, you know, keep up to them.
Yeah,
true. I don't actually like guitar.
What?
Yeah, me neither.
I just wanted Eric and Dallas to like me.
Well, that they didn't don't. Help.
I just wanted to impress Cruzy.
Yeah, we wanted to impress Cruzy before he even knew.
Cruzy doesn't give a shit about guitar. Nah, but when it comes to like the daredevil thing, I don't really know. I know
I've like, done anything I've,
like,
really.
Jumped into bushes and stuff, just trying to be like.
Why are you so brain dead?
Like when I was
jumped.
When you're like hanging out with people, you're like, hey, check this out, jump in a bush, and then, oh my god, he jumped in a bush, he's crazy. And it's just like,
what is wrong with your friends? Did they all have brain damage?
I don't know. We were just like stoners and just idiots. Yeah, but
I was friends like, with stoner idiots, and they'd be like, hey bro, you want to throw like a rock at a window? Not like, let's jump in a bush. Yeah, let's jump in a plant. Like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I've never done anything like life-threatening though, as far as like daredevil stuff goes.
The reason I asked that question is because whenever I was at the beach a few days ago, I went parasailing, and I was kind of nervous. Oh,
that's
about
fucking
that.
Scary.
Yeah, I was 500 feet in the air. And
what?
Nothing. Yeah. 500
feet. 500? Hell
no. Yeah, dude,
that is so high.
500 feet in the air. And the only thing below is just like water.
Water.
Yep.
The ocean. Oh my god.
Yeah, dude.
I thought they went like 200.
No, this one was way up there, buddy. Way the fuck up there.
What are you
and the scariest part?
Cord long enough.
Dude, the scariest part was like the guy controlling it. he like before he brought you into the boat, like as he was lowering you back in, he would drop like the line or something, and you would go like dipping into the water. So you would like basically like submerge and then like brought back up.
That's terrifying.
It was awesome, yeah. Dude. It was awesome.
You're like blessed by a freaking by a jump.
Yeah, you're just role playing as like a chicken wing in a ranch. Like,
yeah, basically, I felt like a chicken nugget getting dipped into the ocean. What was really scary though was having to land back on the boat, because you had to land like on your feet. You're like basically parachuting onto this boat. I mean, you're being guided by a rope, but yeah, it was pretty.
That's so fucking horrifying.
Yeah, it was pretty scary, but it was fun. I'd do it again.
I don't think I'd do that. I don't know. I don't hate heights, but like I'm not a huge fan of them. We used to climb this building. There was a school somewhat near where I live, and like the roof is probably like 60 feet. And we used to like climb up this little sewage drain that went all the way down. We used to just like put our legs on the wall and pull on the drain and like just use that to climb all the way up. And like, I don't know. That could have easily been deadly if that sewage pipe broke or if I fell or anything. But I don't know. I didn't get too freaked out by the heights, but like 500 feet just with a parachute thing, I don't think I'd vibe with that.
Dude, honest. It was fun. I'm telling you.
Would you guys ever go? Would you guys ever go parachuting?
No.
Like skydiving?
No.
Or skydiving? Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I probably would. To be honest, like, it's not something I'd seek out, but if I was with, like, five friends, and they were all like, yeah, we want to do it, I'd probably just say, fuck it. But it's never something I'd be like, hey, boys, let's go skydiving.
I just don't care if I live or die, so I may as well have fun.
Yeah, I might not even bring a parachute to see how it goes. Yeah, honestly.
Yeah, the good thing is if Dew went skydiving, he wouldn't even take a parachute. He'd just float down like a piece of paper.
Yeah, literally.
Like a feather. It'd be like a leaf landing on a pond.
Take like an hour and a half to get to the ground because of air resistance.
Have you guys ever rode jet skis like in the ocean?
I've been on a jet ski, but I've never like driven one.
Dude, you guys need to get out more.
You need to go to the South more. I don't live in fucking Carolina. I can't just go out to the ocean. I'm like, I have lakes and I've ridden
jet skis. You've never been like sledding or skiing?
Yeah, I've been sledding, but like
that's pretty daredevilish.
There's nowhere to. Yeah, actually, I don't know. There's this big hill. Okay, where I live is kind of AIDS. Our biggest hill. Is a fucking
your entire country or just like your area?
Just my
whole country.
Up top,
America, up top.
America.
Hey, you guys,
USA. Anyway,
go ahead.
The highest hill / mountain thing we have. It's not even close to a fucking mountain. It's just a big hill. It's actually just a garbage patch that they put grass over.
Gross.
Then.
So a landfill?
And you call the South gross?
Yeah.
You guys are sliding over shit that people throw away.
Literally. But like it's decently high up, and like in the fucking winter, like everybody goes there and sleds down it. And sometimes there's these dudes that show up and they literally just put a garbage bag over themselves and go down. And they're just like smashing off the ground. Like it's so fucked
up.
It was like some kid that's in my city made a YouTube video of them like making a giant slip and slide down it. I'm just going like fucking 60 miles an hour down a hill with nothing. God. It's so fucked.
Have you guys ever been whitewater rafting?
No.
I have.
That's fun. I like that.
It's scary. I obviously was just kind of sitting there while somebody who knew what they were doing did all the work. But fuck that. I don't know. I'm not super into like daredevil outside shit. I like hiking and stuff, but I don't feel like I need to go cliff diving at any point in my life.
Why? You know?
I don't know.
I'm a pussy.
I'm not reckless.
Hey, yeah, same. I like living.
Yeah.
You're a coward.
Wait, would y'all ever do that thing where you get like the squirrel flying suit and you jump off a cliff?
Fuck no, dude.
I don't know about that. Like free diving like, or no? What was that called? Like,
I don't know.
Or like
I think that's a song.
It's called something. It's like platforming. I forget what it's called.
Just a squirrel suit.
Yeah, or people that'll take a parachute like to the top of a cliff and just like flip off.
Oh, base jumping.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Base jumping.
Yeah, no, I do not trust two little flaps under my armpits to keep me afloat.
Air, bro. It's not that. It's more so like if you panic when you're doing the little squirrel suit thing, and you just smash into a tree at like 200 fucking kilometers an hour.
Oh, you mean you're dead?
You're red mist. Like, you're not even a person anymore.
Could you imagine how clean that up from that parasail 500 feet, like with a life jacket on into the ocean? Because, I mean, the life jacket is helping you keep afloat. So it would be like resisting against the water.
Yeah, but I mean, even hitting water, I think it's about, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's 60 feet. Hitting water over 60 feet is like hitting concrete anyway.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Well, no, I mean, if you jump out of a boat going like 80 or something, it's going to hurt like a bitch.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you'd die from that, but yeah, that would be big ouch.
Dude, tubing is so much fun. Have you guys ever done that? Like,
I have. Hook up a tube, like, I've done a boat. Water skiing too. Water skiing is fun, but I did the splits, and it wasn't the splits that hurt, but it was the pile of water smashing into my balls was the worst fucking pain. It hurt so bad.
I want to get certified to scuba dive. I think that'd be cool.
Ooh, now that I had fucked
with. You should get certified for that?
Yeah,
you can't just go diving 60 feet.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes into it. I was gonna do that like a year ago. My friend like backed out, but I wanted to do that. There's like a lot that goes into that too.
Yeah, no, you have to do a lot of shit.
Because you can die if you come up too fast. You can like get some kind of sickness. Or if you go on a plane.
Really?
If you've been diving and you go on an airplane that same day, you'll just like die.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's like something with the like pressure.
Yeah,
like water pressure fucks with you.
Blood.
That's wild. I did not know that. Maybe just like fucks with your
blood pressure
a bunch.
We're teaching on this podcast, the number one educational podcast.
Well, when you go under all that water, when you go underwater, all that weight is getting put.
Yeah,
on
that pressure.
Right.
True. Yeah.
Because that's like a lot of fucking water just like sitting on you.
Would you ever have sex with a dolphin?
In its blowhole.
Anywhere,
what a weird! I was gonna segue.
I've seen a dolphin, dude. Those things are awesome, dude. Dolphins are amazing fucking creatures. You know how smart dolphins are?
They are pretty smart.
Yeah, they're equally as horny as
humans, though.
True.
I think dolphins.
Are you trying to justify fucking one right now?
No.
I mean, yeah.
Why is it illegal?
Yeah.
Do it count if I lose my virginity to a dolphin?
Is it illegal? What if a dolphin fucks you? And you
what are they going to do? Like, put the dolphin down?
Put it in jail?
Put it down on
my wife down? Not a chance, bro.
Put it in a cage underwater, dolphin jail. That was just so stupid.
To do like community service and like clean up the pollution of the ocean.
Has to clean up coral reefs.
Yeah.
This is the worst one we've ever had. This conversation is fucking peak dog shit. Is he a British
sex offender?
Okay.
Spit all his neighbors.
Go knock on your neighbor's door.
He's not allowed in the Krusty Krab anymore. Okay, I'm sorry. No more.
Actually, now that I think about it, I don't think there was any dolphins in SpongeBob, was there?
Not allowed near schools of fish.
I don't know. I don't want to think about it.
It's just a whale. It's the closest thing.
I'm going to fuck Pearl.
Yeah, I'd fuck Pearl. All right, hold on. Here's a spicy topic, boys.
Pearl.
If you could fuck one animated character, who would it be?
Pearl.
Boots.
Boots?
What?
Surprised you didn't say a minion, dog.
I've already done it.
Oh.
Probably Groot.
Why Groot? He's such a tree.
Because he can't say no.
Probably Shrek or Mike Wazowski because they're green.
I gotta deal with that one, good.
I just want to see what a green butthole looks like.
I would imagine just like a regular butthole, but like probably a green tinge. So fuck the Groot comment.
You're so fucking nasty.
Just screaming, I'm Groot.
He's like, scream crying.
Just syrup dripping out of his eyes.
Oh man!
Yeah, that did not go anywhere.
Okay,
good.
Let's please move on to another topic.
I don't even want to answer this one myself. That's good enough.
McCasty, can we talk about your fucking brain dead elephant question?
Oh yeah, go ahead and ask.
All right, McNasty asked us earlier. All right, so you've been given an elephant. You can't.
So
give
we should
it
say
away.
This is a hypothetical. Like this isn't.
This is a hypothetical situation you've been put in.
Obviously.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, nobody's giving away fucking elephants. All right. You've been given an elephant. You can't give it away or sell it. What would you do with the elephant?
Ooh. What you doing with that trunk?
Soup answered this earlier.
What you gonna do with all that trunk?
I've changed.
You changed your mind? Well, because earlier you said you would put a gun to its head.
Yeah, but that probably wouldn't kill it. So then I'd have a bigger problem on my hands.
Of an angry elephant who's breeding. Elephant.
I think I would just use it. I would use it for content and just like do vlogs with the elephant and like daily updates of how.
I would probably make it my new daily driver. Parking anywhere.
Right. I was gonna say I would take it through the McDonald's drive-thru, bro.
Yeah, I would do videos with it and like train it or something. I don't know.
I feel like it would not be easy to train an elephant. Like it's not a dog.
I mean,
like, you don't tell it to sit.
People in India can ride them and train them. I mean, let's be honest. What? It can't be.
Whoa!
Where are you going with that?
I'm joking.
Not sound like a joke.
It can't be that hard to train
a damn elephant, bro.
Right? Because if an Indian could do it,
man. I mean, let's be honest. What do? They make telemarketer phone calls and they train elephants. Like, I mean, it's like they're two big skills over there, dude.
Okay, we love you, Indian fans.
Oh man,
I'm joking.
Also, the highest percentage of doctors in the world are from there. But yeah, no, carry on.
Yeah, because what do you have to do to get qualified?
Shut up.
I'm done.
You fucking AIDS.
The statements made by Sniping Soup do not necessarily represent the views of this podcast.
God. All right, McDyess, do you want to answer your own fucking hypothetical situation here?
I'd probably fuck it.
Okay. All right, next topic.
I really wish we didn't put the spotlight on you. Christ. All right, well, that was a great topic. Good job, guys. I'm glad you all.
Thank you.
Glad we. Yeah.
I'm good, curtsying good, right good now, input,
McMassey.
Hey, curtsy.
You're what?
I'm curtsying. Curtsy.
Means he's wearing a skirt.
Yeah, I am.
He's wearing a dress.
Yeah, and I'm curtsying with my dress in my chair.
That's bean.
That's kind of gay. All right. All right, I had a question I was going to ask you guys. I swear to God. Oh, yeah. What's your favorite, childhood game?
Zelda or,
like,
the most excited you've
been for a game?
Super Mario 64 for the only Dallas.
All right, cool. I can sit this one out.
For the only Dallas. Thank you for specifying. I thought the other Dallas was
going to ask me. Man 05.
What specifically Hubert. About 05? I mean, mine was Mario Kart, to be honest. Mario Kart Double Dash was, the first game I played that wasn't on, a handheld console. Nintendo... I mean,
Pac-Man Reloaded.
Gay dick.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, are you just naming games now?
Nope.
One game that I have a lot of nostalgia for, I used to have a Super... Remember the Super Nintendo?
Yes.
Yeah.
You put the cartridge in from the top. Yeah, I used to play
Yes.
Kirby. Like, the original Kirby. And that shit used to be.
I think I only played through half of it.
I used to play Kurt. Well, I used to have. So I had that Super Nintendo, but I would go to. It was either Blockbuster. I think it was Blockbuster. And I would go there and rent the game like every other week. And then eventually, after enough time, I rented it. They just gave it to me. They just let me have it because I spent so much money on renting it. So I just had Kirby.
It was probably worth $9. They probably were just like, what the fuck are you doing, kid? Yeah. Just buy it, you idiot.
Well, the thing that sucked about the Super and the older Nintendo games, you couldn't save. So if you took it out and put it back in, you would just have to completely restart again. So I would have to take it back.
That is not true.
No, that's not true at all.
That's not true?
That's probably because you took it back and somebody else rented it and then wiped it.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Well,
because it would just save.
It did? I didn't think the Super Nintendo's had
a memory card. Because Super Mario World was on there, and that game was massive, and you could save.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I remember that specifically.
Maybe I'm thinking of the original Nintendo.
I think you're just brain dead, to be honest.
You're probably thinking of the NES. I don't think you could save on those.
I didn't play one of those. I mostly played 64, N64 was
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have an N64. Yeah. My cousin did, but I didn't have one.
What's weird, though, is I didn't play an N64 a lot until, after GameCube was already out. Like, I downgraded and liked it better.
I used to fucking hate the GameCube controllers. They were so hard.
Oh, yeah, the GameCube controller is very weird. Well, the Nintendo 64 controller is like
worse.
It's like, what is that?
Oh, yeah.
I know, right? The middle knob that...
But like, it works, though. Like,
I guess.
It works, but it's so odd that they made it that way.
I don't know. It just looks like a regular controller with like a fat dick in the middle.
Middle part, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't like those controllers at all. Plus, this joystick's fucking broke on them every 2 minutes.
Oh, I know. I think I had joysticks like 10. Were terrible.
Yep.
And you had to, like, reach super far with your thumb to use it.
Yeah, I mean, even the current Switch, the joysticks are fucking AIDS. They drift after, like, a month of
using them. Oh, yeah. I've had to buy new remotes a couple times.
Yeah.
Just from playing Smash.
Yep. Quality product. Good old Switch.
Thanks a lot, Nintendo.
Thank you, five-year-olds.
I love Nintendo. I will continue to buy Nintendo stuff.
Yeah, no, you're a little Nintendo bitch for some reason. 5 rice grains
a year.
Dude, I fucking love Mario games to the best.
It's so weird because, like, I didn't know that about you for, like, a year and a half. Like, all of a sudden, I just realized, like, this dude's fucking obsessed with Mario.
Dude, that is, like, what I did as a kid. Because there's, like, nothing to do in the South. So I was like, yeah, I either played sports or like I was like riding a four-wheeler. You could, it was like join a clan or fucking play Mario. And I was just like, you know, I'm just going to sit at home and play Mario. So
that's good. Like, I'm glad you chose that path.
Yeah, it could have been a whole different story.
You should have joined a Mario clan.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Like middle ground.
I don't know if clans like in video games were a thing back then. Just like clans where you meet at a town hall and talk about how you hate other kinds of people.
Hate people who don't play Mario.
You're like anti Sega Genesis.
Anti Sonic.
<Yeah. laughs> Fuck that little fucking hedgehog pussy bitch.
But Eric's, you guys both would say Ocarina of Time's your favorite?
Yeah.
Probably, 100%. Yeah. Like,
have you played all the other ones, or is that just like the only Zelda game you really fucked with?
I've played them all.
I played another one, but I can't remember which. I played the original. I never beat it, but I remember
Majora's Mask.
Yeah, the original one.
I think it might have been. Yeah,
Majora's Mask is really fun. I liked Ocarina of Time better than Majora's Mask, though, as well.
Yeah,
I got Ocarina of Time on the GameCube. Like there was this disc that had like 3 Zelda games on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And that's where I played it. And I don't know. I really liked Ocarina of Time, but I don't know if it's like my favorite.
I haven't played the new one, though. Breath of the Wild.
The new one's really good, man.
Oh, it's amazing, bro. Probably number 2. Right after Ocarina of Time. Yeah.
I might have to stream that, maybe.
I played it when my office flooded. And like, I just kind of downloaded it because I was like, whatever, it'll give me something to do for a couple days till my office is dry and I can go back in there. But like, even after my PC was set up again, I still played through it because I was like, this is actually like a genuinely fun game.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely worth playing if you haven't yet.
Did you guys ever play Jack and Daxter on the PS2?
No.
I've heard of it, but I haven't played
it. A lot of my friends did back then.
That game was fucking so fun to play. I used to love playing that game.
What do you even do?
It's just like, did you ever play Ratchet and Clank? Like those kind of games?
Yeah.
It was kind of like that, but different. Where you're just like you and you had like a...
Okay, but that's kind of a broad thing. It's like Forza, but different. Like,
it's not a... Ratchet & Clank isn't a fucking racing game.
I know, but just saying it's different can mean anything.
Right. Well, I just mean like it's the same kind of game where it's like you and you have like a little sidekick dude that like does shit. Yeah. And you just like, there's like...
So like a banjo.
Kind of like that, yeah. You go from like area to area and like, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fun. Yeah. Pretty old. Did you guys ever play any like the Tony Hawk like skate games?
Yes, oh sir. My god, dude, I played so much.
Tony Hawk all the time.
I Tom Hanks on a skateboard all the time. There was one. Oh, I forget which one it was. It was like, it was out on the fucking. I played it on the GameCube again.
Oh my god! Probably Pro Skater 3 or 2.
No, it was like one of the off-brand stupid ones. Hold on.
Do you ever remember like playing these old games and at the time you thought they looked so good?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Like now you go back and look at the graphics and you're like, oh,
it looks like RuneScape. Oh, it was American Wasteland that I played.
Hey. You're off the podcast, bitch.
Come at me when you get 99 fletching in 2 days, pussy.
It's not hard.
Yeah, it was American Wasteland that I played a fuck ton of. Even though that one is like considered pretty American dog shit.
You could BMX in that one. That one was cool.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, just fucking Matt Hoffman had an appearance in it.
Yeah.
God, looking at the trailer.
Yeah, I remember you like started out in like Hollywood. That was like the first area. Yeah, that that one wasn't the most memorable. I like the underground. Like the first underground.
Yeah, the underground could, like, ones are good.
You could take your you can like walk around, like hold your board. I think Underground was the first game you could do that. I was just like blown away by that. It's just weird, like the standard of gaming back then is just like the difference very between low. Something that's amazing and not is literally just like holding your skateboard.
Yeah.
Like it's just such a simple thing that's like such literally. Like a quality of life.
Did you guys ever play the skate games?
Nah.
I played a little bit of Skate 1, but I couldn't get used to it because like to do like tricks and stuff, you had to use the joystick. It wasn't like that with Tony Hawk. You just like you press
X. Like, it's fucking retarded.
I just couldn't
brain dead.
I just couldn't get used to it. And I was just like, yeah. But I'd like sit there and watch my cousin play it. The funnest.
I played a little bit of Skate 3.
I played so much of it. Like back in high school, me and all my buddies would get on, and we would just fucking. I just remember playing for like fucking 6 hours every night and just laughing the whole time. And like,
yeah. Well, the funnest part about high school,
somebody and I used to play it.
The funnest part about Skate is breaking your bones and like hurting yourself.
Oh like, yeah,
best part about
the fucking
Skate.
The Hall of Meat shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah, I know Smitty loves those games.
Oh yeah, whenever we used to get hammered at his house, we would just play Skate. Like that'd be the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Get hammered, and he would like try to do one trick for 2 hours straight.
Is it that one where he tried to do like a hard flip under a rail?
God, please no.
I watched him do that on please, stream for like an hour, and then he finally did it. And I was like, oh, thank God.
Yep. Yeah, he's he really fucking loves Skate. But what's the most like hyped you guys have ever been for a game that was like coming out?
That's a good question.
Because I know mine.
I know it's probably some Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Probably a Call of Duty game.
I'm pretty hyped for Breath of the Wild 2. I know they're still working on that.
Yeah, that's coming in. I think, isn't it getting DLC?
I hope, well, I probably is, but I hope they do the DLC better than they did Breath of the Wild's DLC. Did you look at that DLC that they put out for Breath of the Wild?
Oh, wait, no, that's what I was talking about.
Oh.
I didn't know there was already a DLC out for Breath of the Wild.
Oh, no. Yeah, it came out like shortly after the game came out, and it was really kind of shitty. They're putting out like a whole Breath of the Wild 2 out. Like a whole new game is what I was talking about.
I didn't really even know that.
Yeah.
Mine would probably have to be Modern Warfare 3. I went to GameStop with my friends at like, you know, 11 o'clock at night. And this was like on a school night or whatever, and we were like, we were bad kids, bad boys at GameStop. We were underage too. I don't even know how we were allowed to get the game. Because, the rules for getting video games has changed so much, but I'll talk about that in a second. Like, we were underage, probably in like, I don't even know what grade I was in, but it was a school night, and we're there at GameStop at 11 o'clock at night. And, like, we skipped school for, like, 2 days and just played Modern Warfare 3, like, for the longest time, like, me and all my friends.
That was my Black Ops experience. That's the game I was most hyped for out of all them Black Ops, the first one. I was so fucking stoked. Every day I'd get home from school, I'd just watch, like, really shitty, like, Black Ops leaked video, and it would just be, like, it'd just be complete dog shit of, like, fake stuff, or, like, new cover found in fucking whatever the last game was, where it just like show really bad Black Ops like fucking photoshopped cover, just dumb shit like that. I watched so much of it. And, like, the day the game came out, my dad's like, all right, you can't skip school. And I was like, fuck. So as I woke up, I looked out the window and it was foggy as shit. And then I checked the school website and the buses weren't running
because
it was too foggy. Which means that I got to stay home. I was like, Dad, before you go to work, fucking drive me, go pick up this goddamn game. And he did, and like, me and three of my other friends got it, but our other two friends that stayed home, their parents wouldn't drive them. So they were just sitting there in their own car playing fucking whatever, Modern Warfare 2 or whatever, being sad as shit. We're all like screaming about the exciting stuff in Black Ops.
That's hilarious.
But I just remember being so stoked for that fucking game. I loved it.
I was pretty stoked for GTA 5.
Really?
Yeah. Because I've always played the GTA games. Like, I think I started Vice City, and then I remember beating San Andreas probably like 15 times. Just because I had nothing else to do, and I had no friends in middle school.
I guess so. I was excited for it, but I didn't, like, lose my mind. I just kind of played GTA games. I was that kid that used to just, like, drive around properly. GTA. I even did that in Simpsons Hit and Run. And then like, I would just...
You run into a cop, and then he'd get out and shoot you in the head.
or you just stop at a red light. Like, and everyone else would be honking at you. Somebody would drive into you, pull you out of your car, and start beating the fuck out of you. Because you weren't driving at a red light. Just New York City. Maybe where you live.
God. I was pretty excited for Black Ops 2, too. Because Black Ops 1 was the first I played of Treyarch. And I was just super into that game, so I was like, really looking forward to the next one. Nah, I didn't play World of War.
Oh, dude, that was like my first real COD. I loved that game.
That was the one out of what the fuck was that? What
just have a jazz band walk into your room?
I hate it when that happens.
Your dad like hired Kenny G to come like play for your birthday or something.
My phone fell and it just opened up Spotify.
It's like at Coachella is it Coachella where people will go to like the porta potties and they'll have that like prank set up where a whole marching band will come out when they open the door? Or is it Lollapalooza? No, one of those? You haven't seen that?
I don't know. That's pretty
funny. Dude, I had a question for you guys. So whenever y'all were growing up going and buying games, like GameStop or EB Games, wherever y'all went, when y'all did they ever care about y'all's age when you went and got games?
Never.
Yeah.
Dude, alright. So
I bought a Playboy game of my own once.
That's what I was thinking about. Like, whenever I was, 15, 14, 15, nobody gave a shit. Yeah. I could go in there and buy, the most gruesome game, and, the workers would know me, so they'd be like, dude, you gotta check this game out, man.
Promoting it to you?
Yeah, they're like, you rip this chick's head off, and then skull fucker, and, just telling me all this shit. They didn't care, but as I got a little bit older, 16 or so, this one time, me and my friend were in the mall, and you know how they have those little stations in the mall where they'll have,
kiosk?
Yeah, they'll have a old PlayStation hooked up or something, and they'll have a Call of Duty from years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was when the first Modern Warfare was already 4 or 5 years old, and me and my friend were in the mall, and we were bored. I think our parents were shopping or something, but we were just bored walking around, and we're like, dude, let's just go play Call of Duty at this kiosk while we wait, because we had nothing else to do. And it was Modern Warfare 1, and the lady was just like, you guys are too young to play this game. And my friend just said, I beat this game 7 times, but okay. Just walked away.
You should have just fucking fought her.
Yeah. But dude, growing up, GameStop employees did not give a shit.
I feel like it's because most people that work at GameStop are probably 19 or 20. And they know that as a kid, they would want to be able to buy the same shit, so I'm just fuck it, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and who the fuck is really gonna yell at them?
Yeah, really.
It's just, I mean, if the kid's gonna get it, they're gonna get it somehow.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I guess the Karens.
Karen can die in a house fire. But I remember going to the fucking Battlefield 3 midnight release.
I never played Battlefield.
I just went with
Battlefield 3 was awesome.
Yeah, it was, but I didn't even really know what was going on. I didn't really play much Battlefield. I played Bad Company 2. And I was like, oh, that was a pretty fucking good game. So Battlefield 3 rolled around, and I was like, all right, I'll go to the midnight release. So we skipped school and stuff, and we were not 18, and nobody gave a fuck. We showed up there at 9:30. We're just waiting outside with a bunch of dudes, and they were all fucking role playing too. They all came with Battlefield fucking
that's how
gear it was on, and good. We're carrying fake guns and shit. Yep. I do miss stuff like that about midnight releases.
Yeah, that was the fun part too. They had little games you could play too, where they give away shirts and stuff.
Yeah, or people would just set up beer pong outside.
And they do Call of Duty trivia and stuff.
Yeah, I remember. That was all fun. I remember the funniest fucking thing ever. Some dude that was at the very very front of the line for Modern Warfare 2. He got the game, and he was they were only letting one person in at a time to avoid it being hectic as fuck. So he went in, got Modern Warfare 2, and he drove by the line holding it out the window screaming like, fuck you guys, I got it first. Some dude snatched it out of his hand. Some dude snatched it out of his hand while he was driving and just fucking sprinted down the street.
That is hilarious.
He just booked it. Everyone was just like, nah, that guy's a douche. I'll let you run with it. So nobody stopped him. They just let him go because that guy was an asshole for fucking, yeah, fuck you guys. You got it first.
Dude, have you ever seen the videos of the people like, where they'll go to the midnight release of like a Harry Potter book or some like big novel? Or whatever, and it's like a part of a series or whatever. And there's like videos of people like fucking speeding by the crowd, and they'll be yelling spoilers and shit that happens. In the realm. Yeah.
I fucking hate that about like, I don't know, if you're like a week late to something. Like, I was stoked to watch the new Star Wars movie a while back. This was like when GTA 5 was still popping. And it was like right when the yachts came out, like when you could buy personal yachts. And I went to go visit this dude's yacht, and on the back it just said Obi-Wan dies. I was so mad. I immediately alt F4'd and was just grumpy the rest of the day. It's just like, fuck this game, dude. I was so pissed.
Wait, he died?
What? I'm pretty sure. I don't even remember what happens, but yeah, it's just.
I've only seen the first new Star Wars movie, you asshole.
Alright, shut up, cunt. It's been like 10 years since that fucking came out. You dick.
Yeah, Glenn died on The Walking Dead.
What?
Not in season.
It's like Will John hasn't seen season 5 yet.
Is it 5?
I think it's.
That was a good scene, though.
I think it's 6.
That was such a good scene. I've never, like, felt like. Seeing something in a movie or a show like
realistic.
That. Like, after the first hit, you could just tell, like, even if he survives this, he's gonna like drink plain milk after and lick windows. Like, his eye was like popping out, and he was just like sitting there looking like, at looking at his. I don't know if they were married or girlfriend, whatever. He's just like, no, nah! And just fucking. Yeah,
he's like trying to talk, die, and he tells his brain is just like fucking.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was a well done scene, but that was like. I remember eating. I was eating chips or something. I just remember just being like, no, I'm just done. I don't want to do anything.
I can't believe he's still alive in the show.
Negan? I don't know what's going on in that show.
Dude, Negan I suck watching. Like, it's weird.
That show's still going on?
Oh, yeah, I feel like they should have ended it like there.
Holy shit. Well,
the reason they do so many seasons is because they're like, they're following like the comic series. And I think there's like 12 or 13 seasons. To my knowledge,
they're completely off the comic book
at
this point.
It's not like on point, like exactly, but I think they're just trying to do as much.
In the comic books, isn't Carl like the new main character? Even though Carl's now dead?
I have no idea. I'm just saying they're doing it like, obviously they want to do it better than the comic series, but. I think they're probably going to have like one more season left because I think they're on like season 11 or something.
I was fucking done like after. I honestly think the season where Glenn died should have been the last one because it's so repetitive. That show is just
I thought the Negan stuff was good. Like I thought that was good. That was like 2 seasons
long. The whole show is just like, we're safe. Look at this. Everything's great. Oh no, new guy. We're all in danger. Oh, we're safe again. Oh no, we're in danger. It's just like, oh my God.
The greatest show ever is Breaking Bad.
I haven't seen one episode of that, but I want to start watching it.
I watched one episode, and I was like, cool.
Dude, that TV show is like, every episode, except for like one really weird episode, where they try and kill a fly for the whole episode, but besides that, every episode, there's this one really weird episode in that whole series where you're just like, what the fuck was the point of that? Because I swear to God, there's one episode where they try and kill a fly the whole time. But other than that, the whole series, dude, that show is a masterpiece, dude. You will never know like what's coming next. I mean, it was so good the first time I watched it.
I feel like what made me not want to watch it is the only episode I saw was the last episode. So I was like,
that could probably do it.
I was like, well, I know where this is going.
That's so like picking up a book and just reading the last page.
Literally, that's what happened. Well, because I just went to my friend's house, I was like, we hanging out. He's like, no, bro, I gotta watch this. I was like, all right. So I was just sitting there, and I was like, okay. He was just like, bro, I can't believe that happened. I was like, I don't know who any of these people are, but I just watched that guy get fucking murdered. Not gonna say who. even though it's a fucking 25 million year old show.
Yeah, I have yet to watch it, but I really want to. I know I'm probably going to get sucked into it.
I'm just not a huge fan of... Actually, how do you guys feel about anime?
Yuck.
Yuck.
There's some good anime.
Yeah, I like playing the songs for people online.
I do not
feel good. It gets anime. Good reactions. Yeah. I actually don't watch any of the anime. Amazing, like the songs that I've played for people. I just play them because I see people say, like, ooh, play Demon Slayer. You know, so I do it.
Do they sound like that?
Yes, probably.
Dude hates his fans, confirm.
I don't.
Yep, I master, keep talking.
I don't. I don't. No.
Avatar: The Last Airbender, good anime.
I just don't like. I don't like animated like fighting. I don't know. It's just like I used to watch Dragon Ball when I was a kid. Dragon Ball Z, and I liked it when I was a kid because you're just like,
that's colors. Funny that you say that because so many people will say like. Animated fighting is way more realistic than like embedded.
What?
Like they'll say like, well, not more realistic, but like it's
more intense.
It's better than like actual people fake fighting
just,
for a movie.
It just makes me cringe because it's like, oh no, I'm getting my ass kicked, but now I'm gonna do this special move where I yell for 20 seconds and now I'm stronger than you.
You are making a lot of people mad right now.
You are making me mad right now.
It's all the fucking. Why are you beating the shit out of this guy who's yelling for 20 seconds?
I've tried to watch anime and I just cannot get into it.
I've tried to watch so many and then I cringe and then like they're little like cutesy relationships that they try to do made me want to put a fucking gun between my eyes. Like, yeah, it's just I can't do
God,
it, man.
The anime
like,
sounds of
yeah.
God, it's so bad.
It's I can't watch anime. I mean, I respect the fuck
so much shit in the comments for this.
I respect the I respect the art style. Like, if
the artists are badass.
Yeah,
dude.
If somebody sends me a screenshot of like an anime, like just a random screen grab from anywhere in the anime, I'm always like, holy fuck, that's like genuinely impressive. And like the people that do that have so much passion for what they do, and that's. You know, I respect that no matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's
almost
like
McDonald's. Watch
it. What?
Because you'll see like a picture of a Big Mac and you're like, wow, that looks like a good hamburger. And then you open the box and it's just like the cheese is like melted to the side of the box.
It's just this little
and the bun is upside down. The lettuce is brown and there's a bite taken out of it and there's a dead cockroach.
That's
anime. Anime is like McDonald's.
A little different, but.
I had a dead cockroach under a Domino's pizza once. Anyway, go on.
Before anybody rips into us in the comments, I know that there is anime out there that's not that has nothing to do with fighting. There's like slice of life.
Yeah, I watched a volleyball one.
Yeah,
I watched a volleyball one once. It was really bad.
There's just I know a lot of people are in the comments are gonna be like, you know, there's animes out there. It's not just all fighting and
Deku, Persona 5. Sorry.
But there's
I don't know what he just did.
Yeah, I don't know what are you speaking Japanese or something?
Yeah.
I think your inner weeb just came out. We just experienced it for the first time.
I think Grizzy's back on the podcast, boys.
Grizzy would have known exactly what I was talking about, I guarantee you.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, he'd have some words to say for sure. Grizzy, his name is Weeb. Yeah. He's a weeb guy.
It's actually Nelson.
Yeah, anyways.
The only anime shit that I know of is from hearing other people talk about it. Honestly.
Pretty much, hentai. Yeah.
Anyway, like, dude, One Punch Man is so cool. Anyway, no more
anime. Yeah, I remember seeing a GIF image of Ash fucking Misty that I thought was pretty cool when I was young. From Pokemon.
Okay, is that an anime? Because Pokemon was pretty cool as a kid.
Pokemon, yeah, it's an anime, yeah.
Yeah, isn't there like an original?
That's the only anime I like. Then
there's like an original, American voice acted version. There's like a Japanese version.
Yep, you mean the version?
Or like the version?
And then it's converted. Yeah,
well, that's how it is in Dragon Ball Z too. I'm pretty sure Dragon Ball Z was originally like,
yeah,
Japanese. Yep.
Exactly.
Yes, sir, they all are. And if it wasn't for World War II and we didn't drop a nuke on them, there would be no anime. Fun fact. That's where anime came from. We nuked them and they were all really sad, so they started making their little comic books. The little manga, whatever the fuck they're called.
That is not the backstory of anime.
That literally is. Anime is a thing because we nuked them. I'm not joking. Rad. You can literally look back into the history of it because because Japan went into like a Great Depression afterwards because, you know, they got fucking nuked. They tried to like find things that didn't cost a lot of money that they could do that they enjoyed, and like writing manga or whatever, however it's pronounced, was what they ended up doing, and it became super popular, and then that then turned into anime.
So let me get this straight.
If we didn't nuke them. We wouldn't have to see anime.
So we nuke them.
Yeah.
And to get back at us, they turn us into femboy furry lovers.
Yep.
Who really won that war? You tell me. Who really won?
World War II wasn't over that year. It's been going on.
It's still going on. With each new Naruto episode, they win another battle.
They really got Grizzy, man. They really got him.
God. Oh, man. All right, next topic. We should move off anime before some kid with a samurai sword shows up.
Yeah, we'll just nuke him if he tries to kill us.
Okay.
But then he'll come back stronger.
All right.
Okay, right, I think we got time for one more. Time for uno mas.
We'll have to get on horseback.
Yeah, you wanna pick it then?
I'm picking my nose right now. But that one boogers.
Honestly, what you said, if you could compare yourself with any animal, which would it be and why, would be perfect to follow up after.
Alright. Yeah. Now what's your fursona, boys?
Oh man.
A goose.
Why? You don't remind me of a goose. I make noises, I honk.
Goose. And I like the name Goose.
This is I honk. When do you honk?
He just drives and lays on the horn the entire time.
McNasty's characteristic, honking.
If I was an animal, I'd probably just be like a walrus, because I just lay on my back and just
don't move. That's perfect.
You 100% would be a walrus, but like, not even a cool walrus. You're like missing your tusks, so you just have like this weird overbite.
Just a useless walrus.
I'd probably be monkey.
Oh yeah, you'd definitely be a silverback.
Yeah,
monkey. Yeah, Soup would be a big silverback gorilla.
Monkey Merle.
Did you see that video of like this big silverback gorilla and his son just looking at a caterpillar as it crawled on the ground and it got close to him and he just fucking flicked it? They were just like peacefully watching it for like 20 seconds and then it got too close to him and he just like made a silverback gorilla sound and fucking flicked it into. The stratosphere. It really is you, Soup. You really are just a gorilla. What about you, dude? I feel like you'd have something. You'd be like a flamingo.
You'd be like one of those hairless cats.
Alright, why would I be a hairless cat, McNasty?
Because you're small and pink.
Is he Kirby?
Hi! Yeah, definitely a hairless cat.
No. All right.
All right, I guess we'll go with that.
No, what would you choose, though, seriously, if you could choose?
I thought squirrels were pretty cool. They fast and climb trees.
Because you like nuts.
You could be like a fucking jaguar, but you chose a squirrel.
Nuts.
That was a good one. I'm too tired.
You really set the bar low for yourself. Could be any animal. Picks a common squirrel. Usually they're found dead on the side of the road.
Picks the animal that gets fucking road killed every day, like 20 million times.
All right, I want to be a saber-toothed tiger.
Those are extinct.
Exactly.
God, you are just not setting the bar high for yourself.
You should be a doo-doo bird. Get it?
That was my rim shot. That gave me a rim job.
Rather see your cum shot.
Yeah, anyway. We can make that happen. Omegle right now?
All right, getting on.
Get on. Can we get off?
I think we should end the podcast before you guys jerk off to each other.
I think we should do that as well.
The fans don't want that.
You guys should jerk each other off for the end.
Okay, people watching and listening and watching and listening and watching and listening. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
Goons only fans after this podcast.
Okay. Nope. Yeah. Like, comment, subscribe. Leave us some questions. Give us some ideas. Leave us a
hate comment about anime.
Give us some ideas of stuff to talk about. And yeah, anybody else want to say anything? I don't know what to say anymore.
I'm gonna pick up dude and suck his cock above my head.
All right. Oh, yes. See you next week.
Oh, mama.